Welcome to Letter from the Capitol, a bi-monthly podcast covering national security, economic, and cultural issues.
Greetings. I'm John Wohlstetter, your host. Welcome to my Letter from the Capitol podcast. Today we will discuss the tale of two UN speeches. I speak specifically of speeches given by Palestine Authority President Mahmoud Abbas last Friday and yesterday, Monday's speech given by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, universally known to Israelis as Bibi in short. Let's begin with Abbas at the UN, where basically, I would say, 1965 wins. President for life Mahmoud Abbas lets the mask slip. Abbas's UN speech text reveals much. Amidst the usual piffle about UN resolutions that the Palestinians interpret tendentiously, and risible assertions of Palestinian good faith negotiating, despite never having made a serious counteroffer to Israel's myriad final settlement proposals. But there are nuggets that swallow the whole. Here is what Abbas said of peace alongside the Jewish state. Quote, "In this year, in which this assembly conveyed the world's determination to realize a just peace for the Palestinian people alongside Israel in order to rectify the historic injustice inflicted on the Palestinian people in 1948, the occupying power has chosen to defy the entire world." And here is what Abbas said, Ray, international law traduced countless times of Palestinian terror over the last 50 years. "At the same time, I affirm that our grief, trauma, and anger will not for one moment make us abandon our humanity, our values, and our ethics. We will always maintain our respect and commitment to international law, international humanitarian law, the international consensus. And we will maintain the traditions of our national struggle established by the Palestinian Fedayeen and to which we committed ourselves since the onset of the Palestinian Revolution in early 1965, unquote. The operative words that matter are early 1965. That New Year's Day, the PLO launched its offensive to, quote, liberate, unquote, all of what it regards as, quote, Palestine, unquote. At a time when Israel controlled nothing outside the 1949 Green Line ceasefire positions. These lines were not borders or recognized boundaries because the Arab signatory parties refused to recognize Israel as a nation. The Jordan River's West Bank was controlled then by Jordan. The Gaza Strip was controlled then by Egypt. And so all the stuff about, quote, the occupation, unquote, after the 1967 Six-Day War is rhetorical camouflage, because what the Palestinians were claiming to liberate was Israel proper from a Jewish presence. Are my text citations selective? Mine and everyone else's, too. All citations of less than an entire text are selective. The question is how representative of the text as a whole a given selection is or a given set of selections are. The bottom line as to Abbas, Western leaders continue to believe that the Palestinians genuinely desire a final two-state peace with Israel, focusing on 1967 rather than 1948 or 1965 leads to this belief. It is sadly false. Turning now to Bibi at the UN, speaking truth to liars. Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu lit up the UN General Assembly, speaking truth to a gaggle of mostly liars, fraudsters, and horse thieves. He spoke as to Gaza in his 35-minute address to the UN General Assembly, and it was a true barn burner, forthright and accurate, in stark contrast to the bloviating prevarications and sheer piffle unleashed by Palestine Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's slanderous farce last week. Bibi began, "I've come here to expose the brazen lies spoken from this very podium against my country and against the brave soldiers who defend it." He named the enemy and the global nature of the threat, quote, Our hopes and the world's hope for peace are in danger, because everywhere we look, militant Islam is on the march. It's not militants, it's not Islam, it's militant Islam. Typically, its first victims are other Muslims, but it spares no one. Christians, Jews, Yazidis, Kurds, no creed, no faith, no ethnic group is beyond its sight. And it's rapidly spreading in every part of the world. You know the famous American saying, quote, all politics is local, unquote. For the militant Islamists, all politics is global, because their ultimate goal is to dominate the world. Bibi then equated Hamas to ISIS, Hamas whom Israel defeated recently in this war, ISIS, of course, whom we are not, according to the president, making war on, even if we are sending warplanes after them. Netanyahu said, quote, listen to ISIS's self-declared caliph, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. A day will come soon when the Muslim will walk everywhere as a master. Khalid Mashal, leader of Hamas, said, tomorrow our nation will sit on the throne of the world. Sound like a global caliphate to you? Calling ISIS and Hamas, quote, branches of the same poisonous tree, unquote, Bibi turned to history, comparing Islamism to Nazism. Quote, militant Islam's ambition to dominate the world seems mad. But so too did the global ambitions of another fanatic ideology that swept to power 8 decades ago. The Nazis believe in a master race. The militant Islamists believe in a master faith. They just disagree about whom among them will be the master of the master faith. And then he turns to Iran's record of sponsoring global terrorism and its prevaricating president Hassan Rouhani, said Bibi. Quote, Iran's President Rouhani stood here last week and shed crocodile tears over what he called the globalization of terrorism. To say that Iran doesn't practice terrorism is like saying Derek Jeter never played shortstop for the New York Yankees, unquote. Bibi then noted that Iran's foreign minister recently said that Iran faces opposition that Muslim Malaysia doesn't because Iran seeks to change the international order. Such totalitarian revolutionary power cannot be allowed to possess nuclear weapons. Of Rouhani, Bibi specifically said, quote, that's your moderate, so don't be fooled by Iran's manipulative charm offensive. It is designed for one purpose and for one purpose only, to lift the sanctions and remove the obstacles to Iran's path to the bomb. In the future, at a time of its choosing, Iran, the world's most dangerous state in the world's most dangerous region, would obtain the world's most dangerous weapons, unquote. Bibi then linked Iran to ISIS. Quote, now imagine how much more dangerous the Islamic State of Iran would be if it possessed nuclear weapons. Would you let ISIS enrich uranium, build a heavy water reactor, develop intercontinental ballistic missiles? Of course you wouldn't. Then you mustn't let the Islamic State of Iran do these things either. Because here's what will happen. Once Iran produces atomic bombs, all the charm and all the smiles will suddenly disappear, unquote. He framed the struggle against Islamism, quote, the fight against militant Islam is indivisible. When militant Islam succeeds anywhere, it's emboldened everywhere. When it suffers a blow in one place, it's set back in every place. Bibi rehashed details of the Gaza war, and he repeated his pithy summary of the conflict. Whereas Israel uses missiles to protect its civilians, Hamas uses civilians to protect its missiles. Bibi called the risibly named Human Rights Council a terrorist rights council that targets Israel and warned of rising anti-Semitism around the world. He noted that growing Israeli ties with Arab countries may ultimately help bring peace with the Palestinians. But he noted Israel's vulnerability given a Palestinian peace deal. Quote, Israel cannot have territories from which it withdraws, taken over by Islamic militants yet again, as happened in Gaza and Lebanon. That would place the likes of ISIS within mortar range a few miles of 80% of our population. Quote, think about that. The distance between the 1967 lines and the suburbs of Tel Aviv is like the distance between the UN building here and Times Square. Israel's a tiny country, unquote. The 1967 lines BB refers to in that are the Green Line, and those lines are the 1949 ceasefire lines that are not borders, as President Obama has chosen to call them. The bottom line as to BB, in all, the Israeli Prime Minister delivered a brilliant, passionate, fact-laden denunciation of Abbas's lies and the UN's. For a letter from the Capitol, this is John Wallstetter. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute. Letter from the Capitol is a trademark and copyright of John Wallstetter. Rebroadcasts of this podcast are allowed only with permission of the Discovery Institute. For more information, please visit www.letterfromthecapitol.com or www.discovery.org.